Appeals is now in session. First item of business is approval of the minutes of October 11th, 2012.
Do you want me to make a motion?
Please.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of October the 11th, 2012.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Next is approval of the minutes of January 10th, 2013.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of January 10th, 2013.
Your second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes 5-0.
I can't remember, that was, I missed the last meeting.
I think you were not there.
I was not here, so it's 4-0.
Oh, okay.
That your absence was subject to discussion.
Yeah, so I understand, thank you all very much. Anyway, I heard the results of
the
my
big
absence.
Election.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd be absent more often.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, moving along, special exception review, biennial review of A351. You know, Reed, would you care to introduce Carolyn?
Sure, this is a public meeting on Board of Appeals case A351, number 14. It was a biennial review of a rooming house. The petition requests a review of special exception granted on May 5th, 1988 to allow a rooming house for 5 rooms in the R90 medium density residential zone as permitted by section 24-29(3) of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, chapter 24 of the City Code at 109 South Summit Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland. There are several pieces of correspondence that were forwarded to you regarding the request for the review, a recent inspection of the property, and a memo from the Neighborhood Services Director with no changes, suggested changes to the resolution. And Mrs. Reed is here, property owner. If you want to come up, you can sit there. Yeah. Either way.
Because all the new faces,
yeah,
for me, I've been in for many years, but everybody's new.
Okay, since you're going to testify, we're going to swear you in. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Please proceed.
You can just say what. Something about your property.
Okay, well, I'm running the business for, within 88, and so far we never had any complaints. We have wonderful people to live in the house, and very respectful, and they live like everyone owns their place. That means they feel comfortable. Sometimes their wives, they come from overseas. They go and look for apartment, and they live with the wife for a month or 2 months, and they go back to my house. That means that made me feel good. Then, so far we're doing good.
Any board members have any questions?
No.
Well, I suppose it's time for a motion.
Okay. You want me to go ahead and make a motion?
Please.
Be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 14th day of February 2013. The case A351, the petition of Ines Reed requesting an extension of a special exception for rooming house in the R90 medium density residential zone at 109 South Summit Avenue be approved subject to the applicant complying with the following conditions. One, no more than five roomers shall be permitted to occupy the structure at any one time. Two, the special exception is granted for 2 years. The applicant shall be required to renew this application within a two-year period, and every 2 years thereafter or sooner upon request of the Department of Planning and Code Administration. The next review should be in February of 2015. The entire premises of the 109 Summit Avenue are to be licensed every 2 years in accordance with Chapter 188AA, Rental Housing of the City Code, and inspected by city staff for compliance of Chapter 11, Fire Safety, Chapter 17AA, Property Maintenance of the City Code. Four, each tenant shall be required to sign a lease form prior to tenancy. The contents of this lease must be approved by the city rental housing staff prior to occupancy of 109 South Summit Avenue as a rooming house. The owners of the premises must submit within 30 days of the execution of the lease a copy of each tenant's lease and copies of any future leases to city rental housing staff. Each bedroom must be labeled with the tenant's name. Use of the basement for sleeping purposes is prohibited because it does not comply with the building or life safety code egress requirements. Seven, the kitchen in the basement shall not be used by the roomers or tenants, and the existing kitchen shall be inspected to ensure compliance by city and WSSC codes. Eight, the parking lot shall be paved with 10 spaces designated individually for the roomers, the owners of the house, and home occupation patrons. Nine, this special exception is granted to Ines Reed only. With any sale or exchange of the property at 109 South Summit Avenue to others, this special exception shall become null and void. And 10, occupancy certificates shall be subject to all conditions set forth in this opinion. And there's a notation here. A special exception holder shall comply with all terms, conditions, limitations of the special exception. Non-compliance thereof shall be deemed a violation of this chapter and may be cause for revocation of the special exception under 24-192A of the City of Gaithersburg Code. Adopted, well, no, okay, that's it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you have more rooming house in the area?
There, no, we have, there is one boarding house.
Boarding house.
But I do not believe there is another rooming house.
The only other rooming house I'm aware of was the one that Dr. Wilson has.
That's, that was a boarding house.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think he still has it in operation, but he has a site plan approval that eventually envisions that going away. So I think it might be the only one.
But they usually renew every 2 years. It's not possible for more years.
So. We need to look at his, because his is a strange one because it got rezoned, but then the courts decided that rezoning was improper.
Uh-huh.
So we have to look at that one again.
Right. Very good. Okay. Thank you. Nice to meet you all.
Good luck.
Good luck. Thank you.
Okay. See you in 2 years.
Next item is public hearing special exception BOA 1761 2013. Helen Ronke Fatimhim, I hope I didn't mispronounce your name, for Lapai Beauty Academy.
Lapai.
Lapai, thank you. I hope I got the name right.
Oh, that's so hard.
Just, how is it pronounced?
Lapai.
Thank you.
Lapai.
Sure. This is a public hearing on Board of Appeals case BOA 1761-2013 for Lapai Beauty Academy The hearing was published in accordance with the requirements of the city charter and code on the city's website, and the property was properly posted. At the present time, there are 12 exhibits in the record files. They are referenced in an exhibit list in the files. The individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the Planning and Code Administration office during regular business hours at City Hall or on the city's website. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibit should be noted prior to the closing of the record. Otherwise, they will be deemed received in evidence. The application requests a special exception to permit a private educational institution in the existing building at 26 North Summit Avenue, parcel P904, Gaithersburg, Maryland. The property is located in the CBD, Central Business District Zone. The use is allowed by section 24-160F2B of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, chapter 24 of the City Code, subject to the review of the Board of Appeals. And Ms. Fatimahim is the owner of the Beauty Academy, and she is here to present.
Thanks.
Before you start, I just want to clarify the record. The technical name of the organization is Lake Forest Beauty Academy, Inc.
Yes.
It's doing business as LePay Beauty Academy.
Correct.
But the permit has to be issued to the corporation, not to DBA. And so
okay,
the
so we can amend the draft resolution
you're right,
to reflect
we'll be
that.
The draft for that. And swear you in. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
The truth.
Please proceed.
First of all, I would like to say good evening to the Board of of the City of Gaithersburg. Thank you for inviting me here.
Excuse me, can I stop you for a moment? Can you move the microphone over so we can hear you better?
Can you hear me?
That's better,
that's
thank
better.
You.
Okay. First of all, I would like to say good evening to the Board of Appeal of the City of Gaithersburg, and thank you all for inviting me here. My name is Helen Ronka Fatimahi. Most people call me Ronki. I'm the owner and the director of LePay Beauty Academy, Lake Forest Beauty Academy, Inc., doing business as a LePay Beauty Academy, receiving a license in Maryland 2008 from the Maryland Higher Education. We are also registered with the Maryland State Department of Assessment and Taxation. We are here today hoping to be approved for our special exception application to operate a cosmetology school in the city of Gaithersburg. Our mission is to offer career training to individuals who are interested in pursuing a career in the field of cosmetology. We wish to help bringing customers to the city of Gaithersburg and offer the citizens the type of service that they would otherwise go to somewhere else to receive. So, and pray that all this will work well with us so that we can expand the future to make the city of Gaithersburg be the best in the city. So I'm going to at this time, I would like to turn the floor over to Ms. Carol.
Well, actually, they can ask you questions if they would like.
Any questions?
Yeah, I just have one because I'm very familiar with that building because I used to lease space in that building years ago. Mm-hmm. I was reading in here that it says there's ample on-site parking for the beauty school. Parking is our main issue in Old Town.
Okay.
The main thing to tell your employees and your
clients,
the bank parking is very limited.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an in and out, but on bad weather days or anything, people like to be able to park so they can get into the bank, in and out and everything. And it's just remind your people to park in designated areas, not in where the bank parks, and that's the only thing I because we ran into that problem years ago when I tried to get our trucks back there to load or unload, and there was, you know, people parking all over the place back there, so.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions, comments?
No. I have a question. So how many students do you plan to have during the day?
10.
10 each day, okay. And then 10 at night, okay. That's it.
Thank you.
Well, that brings up one question I'd like to ask. Will there be times when you'll have all 20 students there at the same time?
Not right now.
No.
Eventually, when that come up, we'll let you know, but not right now.
Not right now. Okay.
In the papers I'm looking at, it doesn't. There's a blank where it says the number of parking spaces.
In the applicant's statement?
Right, on page 3.
Yeah, I they didn't fill that in. There are 29 spaces in the rear of the lot. If you review the staff comments that were included for the Planning Commission, there's a discussion about the parking. They're my comments, so I can tell you what they say. I pulled up aerial photographs from about the past decade to look at the parking patterns there, and there, in any of the aerial photographs from the past 10 years, there were never more than 12 cars in the parking lot. And those aerials are taken, I believe, during, you know, weekdays. I think probably usually early spring. Mm-hmm. And we also went several times over the last month to just eyeball the parking lot, and I think maybe there were 4 or 5 parked cars during the week there on days that I went to observe. You might want to talk a little bit about how you believe that your students will come to the business.
Yeah, the previous experience that we have, most of our students, they have a bus, they take a bus. So we barely have like a 1 or 2 have a car.
Okay.
So that's the one that I'm saying.
Okay. Caroline, or there's an aerial photograph of the lot. Did you bring that up with it?
Is that the one you were looking for?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that shows 20 spaces and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, only maybe 8 or 9 cars there at the time.
Yeah, the spaces in the rear of the property are technically beyond the property line. They're in a public alley. They've always been, you can see the striping on them, it is much heavier than in the, for instance, the bank parking next to it, where you can really can't see any of the lines.
The bank parking is below?
Yeah, south of there.
So which of those spaces are in the public area?
I don't know if you can see.
The ones that are striped on the left side?
On the, yeah, these
looks
in the
like
back, there's one car,
yeah,
in them.
That's not part of their parking lot.
It we're counting those as part of their 29 spaces. That property has always maintained those spaces, even though they're technically in a public alley. They have kept up the pavement, they've striped it, they've cleared snow, they've taken care of those spaces, and we've, as the city's just,
And I assume the city attorney is aware of that, so they...
Yeah.
Because in certain states, and I'm not sure if Maryland is one, if you take over the property for long enough, it becomes yours.
Well,
I'm sure that's not the intent.
Yeah, that's a different issue. The other, you know, the other thing that is of interest in this particular property is that there, that we do not have a site plan on record for this property. Typically, it, if we got a special exception, they would go about amending the parking chart that is associated with a site plan, and perhaps as part, if there had been a site plan and a parking chart to amend, I don't know what the calculation would have been, but they may have been required to receive a parking waiver from the Planning Commission. But because there is no site plan, there is no requirement for that. We thought it was would be a bit onerous to ask the applicant to do a site plan. So that hasn't been done. And I can tell you that the Planning Commission did review this last week, and another application around the corner that did require a parking waiver, and that's part of the goal of Old Town is to get people in and grant waivers if they need them, that they're not as concerned about the number of parking spaces as they would be maybe in some other location.
Yeah. I'm a little troubled about the parking spaces on public property. I'd like to see something in our decision, perhaps a statement.
Well, they're not the property owner, so nobody is giving them any assigned spaces. I mean, it's not part of their application,
but their
application per se.
Is, well, from what I see, it's claiming 29 spaces, not 20 spaces.
Okay,
that's a problem, I think.
That you don't think there's enough parking, or just that?
No, there's clearly plenty of parking.
Okay.
My only concern is I want to make sure that doesn't get lost from, and it might be because of my ignorance of the law in Maryland on that, but some states that could happen. And so I think we should approve it with 20 spaces. And she can, of course, keep using it the way she's been using it.
I'm not sure that you're approving any spaces at all, because they're not the property owner. They're just a tenant. The information about the parking is by way of information, I think, about conditions on the site, but they're not being granted any number of spaces by the special exception, because you're not approving a site plan.
Correct.
I think the only comment was on the number of spaces in these documents is your staff comments.
Right.
That's all I saw.
Right.
And that's all they are, staff comments. Since there is no site plan.
Correct.
So I'm not concerned about that.
Well, I'm concerned because the closest thing to a site plan we have is that photograph.
Yeah, but what do you want to do? Do you want to state in the approval about the, fix the number of parking spaces, official parking spaces approved for the school in the absence of a site plan?
Well, that just goes to show the problem of working without a site plan.
Yeah, I'm not sure
yes,
you
I
can
agree.
Do that.
So,
I mean, the spaces in the public alley are public spaces. They're right. Available to anybody. So I don't know that you can restrict.
Oh, I don't want to restrict them.
Yeah. So no, I understand. So.
Okay. Remind me again. On page 3, it says parking, and then there's a blank in the number of parking spaces that is being requested.
Right. That's the applicant's statement, and I don't know if they just never counted them.
Let me see what our draft says.
Our draft doesn't say anything about that.
No. There's no mention of the parking in the approval. I mean, we can go to that.
I gather the Planning Commission didn't address that.
Oh, they talked about it.
Okay.
I mean, not they talked about the availability of the parking.
Right.
They didn't talk about the ownership of the parking.
But if this is a, I have a, if I can get the, if I can get a point of clarity here, granting this is basically we're granting approval to the school. We're not granting anything to the owner of the property.
Correct. That you're just reviewing the use of a private educational institution.
Right. So no matter what, we're not granting anything extra to the owners.
And you're not approving a site plan.
Right.
What was I looking for? Yeah, I'm looking at the findings and conclusions in the draft. I don't think that we say anything about the parking, the number of parking spaces.
Right. The staff comment says the property is approximately 14,200 square feet of leasable space and maintains 29 parking spaces in the rear of the building.
Maintains.
They maintain even the ones on the public property.
Yeah.
And we're talking about 20 students and 5 staff? How many staff? I don't remember.
There are other tenants in that building. They're not taking the entire building. Yeah, there are other tenants.
That's fine.
Anyone else have any questions?
No, that's fine.
You ready for motion?
Before you make a motion, just see if there's any other public testimony.
Oh, yes. Any other member of the public care to comment on this application? Hearing none, we can proceed. Thank you.
I'll make a motion that therefore it be resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 14th day of February 2013, that case 1761-2013, petition of Helen Ronke Fatemihin for LaPay Beauty Academy requesting a special exception for a private educational institution.
It's the corporation DBA, so the name that has to be in there is
That's right.
Let me find it here. Yeah, it's
Lake Forest. I'll pull that up. Lake Forest Beauty Academy, Inc.
DBA, okay.
Can we start all over again?
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, now therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 14th day of February 2013, that case BOA 1761-2013, the petition of Helen Ronke Fatemihin of Lake Forest Beauty Academy, Inc., doing business as LaPay Beauty Academy, requesting a special exception for a private educational institution at 26 North Summit Avenue, Suite 100, Gaithersburg, Maryland, be approved with the following conditions. This special exception is granted for the LaPay, for Lake Forest Beauty Academy, Inc., doing business as LaPay Beauty Academy only, and shall terminate at the time of the expiration of its lease and or subsequent lease renewals. 2, operations are limited to the hours and maximum number of students specified in the applicant's statement, exhibit number 2.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
You can go. Happy Valentine's Day.
Caroline, which exhibit is exhibit two?
Exhibit two of what we just reviewed?
Yeah.
Is their statement, the applicant's statement? 3 pages. You want me to pull it up?
I think I have it here. Yeah, I have it here.
Thank you. Ready for the next, for the discussion topic?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Let's keep going here.
I added for all of you to your by your desks the latest and greatest version of the proposed text amendments. We did meet Kirk and Trudy and Planning and Code Director John Schlichting and Bill Chen and Lynn Board, the city attorney, met just to talk. We had some differences of opinion about how to handle the definitions, and so that was the only thing that we had held back on reviewing the last time, and we kind of came to a decision that we would include the definitions that reflect the current state language with a footnote that, and this is on the bottom of page 2 up on the screen, that if a conflict between this Oh, it says statute. I'll have to fix that. Between the statute and the state code exists, that the state prevails, and that we would be able to change anything in a timely way if the state changes their definition. Then we would have to go through and in some point and change the definition, but we didn't want to only refer to the state and not have a definition in our code for users. Mm-hmm. So that was what the decision was. So the only thing that's changed since our last review of it is that we've added the definition of special exception. We've changed the definition of special exception to reflect the state definition. We had already done that with the variance. Mm-hmm. And that's, I just wanted to bring you up to date on that. And then at some point, we will get this in shape to have,
the council
to, someone has to, why can't I think of the word I'm looking for? Kirk, help me out. Someone has to sponsor it. Mm-hmm. Couldn't think of the word sponsor. Yeah. Someone they have to sponsor it, and then it'll go through the process of review and go before the mayor and council for approval.
Good. Right. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be happy once this is done.
I think you all will be happy.
That would be nice.
Let's see, do we have any further business?
No, the next meeting is March 14th, 4 weeks from tonight. And I don't know whether don't have any applications at the moment, but we may have something by then.
Vote for the record then.
Sorry?
Mr. Is here?
We would like to welcome Mr. Noble to our meeting tonight. Glad to see him.
Nice to see you here.
You're welcome anytime.
Thank you. Ready for a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.